Hello, I'm Toby Davey and welcome to this podcast, where I catch up with Joe Parsons, visually impaired chef, to find out how Joe has been coping in lockdown. I have interviewed Joe a couple of times before for BBC Radio 4's In Touch programme. The last time I interviewed Joe was last spring, to experience one of her legendary Pudding Club lunches, which helped to fund her Cooking with Confidence classes for visually impaired people. In my Zoom interview with Jo, we chatted about how lockdown has affected her business, Jo's Kitchen, why Jo started up her gourmet Meals on Wheels service, providing fabulous meals to vulnerable, elderly and isolated people around her home, and in the neighbouring villages in the South Hams area of Devon. I began by asking Jo how life in lockdown in the South Hams has been for her, husband Brett, and their lovely dogs.
Well, I suppose it was quite strange at first. You know, going to the supermarket was very, very different. And I found it quite difficult as well, because I'm a very huggy, kissy person. So, you know, suddenly seeing a friend and wanting to go and throw my arms around them, and then suddenly freezing and remembering I'm not supposed to be doing that was quite difficult. And I have found that very difficult. But I suppose we've been a little bit sheltered down here. It's not like friends that I've got in London and in the Midlands that are going to the supermarket and having to queue. We have only had to queue once, and that was actually last Friday, and we only queued for about 5 minutes. And when we actually got into the supermarket, it was very quiet, it was very organised, very orderly. I think that makes you feel safe. I found not being able to see my friends quite difficult, although, you know, we perhaps meet up on a dog walk and socially distance and can have a bit of a conversation then. I think what Brett and I have missed the most is we love to go for a coffee when we go shopping. We particularly like to go out for breakfast, and we really miss him doing that. Apart from that, Toby, the fact that we're together all day anyway, I suppose not a lot has changed.
And I know Jo's Kitchen has been very busy indeed with your gourmet Meals on Wheels, and we'll come to that in a moment. But I suspect that lockdown has had an effect on your lunches, teas and dinners. Have all of those been cancelled?
I've probably lost, well, if we go back to being normal by September, I reckon I've probably lost about £4,000 worth of business, because my business dried up overnight. You know, we had events booked on Monday the 15th and Tuesday the 16th of March that were cancelled literally on the Friday afternoon, having done all the shopping for them and a lot of preparation for them. Our normal sort of run of the, you know, mill meals, large meals and everything all came to a standstill. So yeah, that's really why, you know, I've gone into doing my gourmet Meals on Wheels, to obviously help the community, Toby, but also to keep myself sane as well.
And I suspect your legendary pudding clubs have also been put on hold as well, because obviously they're there to fund and support your Cooking with Confidence classes. So I suspect they've had quite a big hit as well.
Well, they have. I've got three people booked in to come and do a work, you know, workshops here, that they've had to be, well, just put on hold. So, yeah, you know, work-wise, things have been very, very different, as they have been for, you know, all the catering businesses and restaurant businesses, you know, all over the country, well, all over the world.
You have been providing gourmet Meals on Wheels to vulnerable, isolated and elderly people around you and in neighbouring villages. I mean, sounds fantastic, and I've seen some of the menus and they look fabulous. What made you want to do the gourmet Meals on Wheels? Where did it come from?
Well, it started actually before lockdown. A couple of the things that we'd had cancelled, we'd already shopped, and I was very mindful that I wanted people to be able to use that food and enjoy it and it not be wasted. So we did on two occasions, two meals, including Mothering Sunday, when we just dished nice meals up and sent them out to people we thought would enjoy them. And from that, a couple in our close said to me, look, we really love this. And now we're in lockdown. We would be really happy for you to cook for us once a week and we'll pay you. And I'm sure there'll be a few other people that would feel the same. So I said, yeah, okay, we'll do it. So the first one we did, I think there were just six of us. And last Wednesday, there were 26. Mm. It's about, you know, nice, locally sourced ingredients, freshly cooked, served hot to the doorstep. And, you know, I think it's become a bit of a treat, really. So this week's menu is pan-fried chicken breast with a wild mushroom and tarragon cream sauce. And to follow, one of the pudding club's favourites. In fact, it always wins Queen of Puddings if we do it. And that's Bakewell tart with a nice traditional frangipane and homemade custard. So they've all got that to look forward to. And I have to say, we got a taste of how that felt yesterday because as a belated birthday present, Brett bought us Sunday lunch from Restaurant 27 in Kingsbridge. And that arrived as Meals on Wheels to our door yesterday. And we sat in the garden and thoroughly enjoyed it. And it did give me a sense of how nice it is to have that home-cooked meal delivered to your door. So I think everybody's been very happy. No complaints. And we've certainly had a lot of compliments, which is good.
I suspect, in a way, people seeing you as a visually impaired person, as a chef, which I hope you've been accepted now as a chef down there, but going around doing the gourmet meals, in a way, it's turned around people's sort of idea of what a visually impaired person can do, because most people's opinion is, oh, visually impaired person, they're the people that need to be looked after, whilst you're there actually helping other people and providing the service. So hopefully that's made people think of you in a greater light.
Yeah, I think so. Certainly our local village accept that and are very complimentary. I'm not actually sure. We're now delivering from, we do Slapton, Chillington, Frogmore, and Kingsbridge. I'm not really sure whether the people in Slapton and maybe one lot of people in Chillington are even aware that they're being cooked for by somebody who is visually impaired, because I don't shout that from the hilltop. I'm proud of what I've achieved and of what I do, but I'm not great at, you know, shouting it out and letting people know, because I find actually I'm frightened of, I suppose, still of putting that barrier up that if they've not tasted my food and they think, oh, well, how's she going to be able to cook? You know, until they've actually tasted it, I suppose that's understandable, really, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I suppose your food is your calling card in a way. What you're producing says all about you, and it doesn't matter that you might be visually impaired or not. It's for food that you're doing that stands out, and that should be it.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. There's a lot of love that goes into my food. It is and always has been a great passion. The insecurity that I have had over the years, the one thing that cooking a meal and having it appreciated makes me feel really good. I understand that I can do it well, and although I've got a disability, that doesn't stop me doing what I love. And when somebody clears their plate and says that was fantastic, that means the absolute world and gives me a real buzz and a sense of self-worth, I think, Toby, is what I'm trying to say.
And also, you know, cooking, baking, whatever you're doing in the kitchen is a great way to relax, reduce stress.
I find baking quite therapeutic, apart from we've had the a problem with both of our ovens So that's been a bit stressful. They seem to be, touch wood, behaving themselves at the moment, but I don't want to speak too soon, as I've got a lemon drizzle cake in the oven at the moment that's being delivered to an elderly lady in Salcombe tomorrow. But yeah, I think baking for people is very therapeutic.
And you touched earlier on about the fact that, you know, people are making probably a greater link with their local food, their local farm, their local shops, and buying from them, because the supermarkets don't seem to have everything and you have to do it online if you're like me and Sarah having to isolate. But do you think that during this lockdown, and when we get back to whatever the new norm means or new normality is going to be, that people will continue to have that link with their local farm shop, their local food producer?
I really, really hope so. We have been incredibly lucky. We have two farm shops. We have a fantastic general stores in Chillington that have been, you know, fantastic and have stocked some things that we couldn't even get in the supermarket. We're lucky to have a very good fishmonger and some, you know, good butcher. And I've always enjoyed shopping local and trying to support local, you know, local businesses, as we did yesterday with Restaurant 27. You know, everybody's trying hard, aren't they, to keep their business afloat at the moment. And the least we can do is support them now and carry on supporting them in the future.
How do you think things are going to fare for you in the future? Will you sort of bounce back like everybody's hoping to be able to do once we are out of lockdown and things start getting back to that sort of...
I'm optimistic about that. I mean, we've certainly been asked by a good dozen people if we will carry on doing Meals on Wheels once a week because they're really enjoying it. So we're quite happy to do that. Maybe that will be seasonal. Maybe that will be something that they'll prefer in the autumn and the winter. And obviously, you know, in June, July and August, when it's hotter, you know, maybe people are going to be having more salad-y type things. But I think eventually we will sort of have a new normal, but people will still want to eat and they won't want to always cook for themselves. So, yeah, I'm hopeful, but then I am quite optimistic about, you know, things like that, really. I try and look at to the positives and not the negatives. Certainly, whatever we have to do to reinvent ourselves, that's what we'll do.
And I think we're all quite good at reinventing ourselves and adapting. I mean, it's interesting to see how everyone's adapted to this lockdown and self-isolating and everything else. And I think people will accept, or people, you know, if we have to, you know, book a meal in a restaurant in ahead or whatever, or be, you know, adapt different ways of living, I'm sure people will adapt. And I think that's, you know, part of...
Well, we haven't really got any choice, have we, Toby? You know, I had a birthday a couple of weeks ago. Well, you know, it didn't stop me enjoying myself and, you know, having a picnic, having a friend to come and socially distance outside, have a chat. You know, we'll just have to find different ways to do things and stay safe, won't we? And not, yeah. It's just about being just careful, isn't it, really?
And like you said at the beginning, you know, there will be a time when we can get back to hugging people we love and being more tactile.
I hope so, because that's what I really miss. You know, seeing your friend who you haven't seen for, you know, a while and giving them a big hug. You know, it's nice to be able to behave like that. But obviously at the moment, that bit is quite difficult. I'm sure things will get back to normal, or as normal as they can be, you know, very soon.
It sounds like your ping has gone off and your cake is ready to come out of the oven. Jo, it's been lovely chatting with you again, and I do wish you all the best for Jo's Kitchen and for gourmet Meals on Wheels, which I'm sure will continue as they are at the moment. And someday we will be back down in the South Hams and hopefully catch up.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Next time you are down here, we really, really must get together. You'll have to come round and I'll do a cream tea. That'd be nice.
That'd be lovely.
Even if we have to distance in the garden.
I cannot wait to be back down in Devon and for Sarah, Willow and I to be sharing a Devon cream tea with Jo and Brett. Do visit Jo's Facebook page, facebook.com/joeskitchendevon to sample some of her gourmet Meals on Wheels menus, find out more about her Cooking with Confidence classes, and how to contact Jo if you are looking for catering services in Devon. You can have a listen to my previous In Touch interviews with Jo by visiting my Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/TobyVIP, which is now also available through Apple Podcasts. And do visit my website, tobydavy.co.uk, to find out more about my portfolio of services, how to contact me, and how to follow me on social media. As always, everyone, do keep safe and well.